Elizabeth Elliot says that restlessness makes us cynical. We need certainty, surety, security, and that can only be found in God Himself because He's the one that's in charge of everything. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you think about God's unchanging principles for your life, here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today about fear and old age. John Henry Newman wrote this, "O my Lord, in thine arms I am safe. Keep me, and I have nothing to fear. Give me up, and I have nothing to hope for. I know nothing about the future, but I rely upon thee. I pray thee to give me what is good for me. I pray thee to take from me whatever may imperil my salvation. I leave it all to thee, because thou knowest, and I do not. If thou bringest pain or sorrow on me, give me grace to bear it well. Keep me from fretfulness and selfishness. If thou givest me health and strength and success in this world, keep me ever on my guard, lest these great gifts carry me away from thee. Give me to know thee, to believe on thee, to love thee, to serve thee, to live to and for thee. Give me to die just at that time in that way which is most for thy glory." A wonderful prayer written by a man in his old age, a prayer that I've taken as one of my own. I do want to be kept from fretfulness and selfishness. So often, old people become very self-centered. Lord, please deliver me from that, I say. Why should I be self-centered? You've given me so much. You have blessed me in so many ways, not the least of which is the privilege of talking on Gateway to Joy. Here I am, in my 70s, thanking God for the tremendous privileges that He's given me. And I do want the Lord to give me what God knows is good for me. And let's remember, ladies and gentlemen, of whatever age, yesterday's gone, tomorrow is not here yet. We have this day, and only this day, right now. I may be talking with someone who has lost a loved one recently. Here's a lovely prayer. "We seem to give them back to Thee, O God, who gavest them to us. Yet as Thou didst not lose them in giving, so do we not lose them by their return. Not as the world giveth, givest Thou, O lover of souls. What Thou givest, Thou takest not away. For what is thine is ours also, if we are thine. And life is eternal, and love is immortal. And death is only a horizon, and a horizon is nothing save the limit of our sight." I like that part. Death is only a horizon, and a horizon is nothing except the limit of our sight. Lift us up, strong Son of God, that we may see further. Cleanse our eyes, that we may see more clearly. Draw us closer to thyself, that we may know ourselves to be nearer to our loved ones who are with thee. And while thou dost prepare a place for us, prepare us also for that happy place, so that where thou art, we may be also forevermore." Lovely prayer used by Father Bede Jarrett. I'm so glad for all these bits and pieces and things that people send to me that I can use on my radio broadcasts. Talking about old age and death, and fear, the fear of death particularly. I had a birthday card from my oldest brother. He's 3 years older than I am. This is what he sent me. In the card, it said, "I thought birthdays were supposed to make you look older. But honestly," he said, "I don't think you look any worse than you did last year." How do you like that for a birthday card from your brother? "I thought birthdays were supposed to make you look older, but honestly, I don't think you look any worse than you did last year." Well, of course, my brother doesn't have the chance to look in the same mirror that I do, but when I look in that mirror, I am pretty sure that I do look worse than I did last year. But I don't want to belong to a youth cult. I don't want to be one of those people that hates the idea of old age. After all, whose idea is it that I be old? Well, it wasn't my idea. It was the idea of my Heavenly Father. And as long as my Heavenly Father wants me here on this old world, this is where I want to be. Even though I confess, I would love to go to heaven right now. I've got two husbands up there, Jim Elliot, who died at the hands of a tribe of Indians called Aucas. That was way back in 1956. And a second husband who came along 14 years later, but he lasted only 4.5 years. His name was Addison Leach. Well, as far as I know, my present husband, Lars Grin, is still okay. He doesn't happen to be here with me in the studio, but he and I have been married nearly 24 years. We're both growing older. God is responsible for how old we are. It says in Acts 17, verse 26, "He determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live." That's a comfort to me. My Heavenly Father has determined the times that are set for me, and He has put me in the exact place where I belong. Now, there's a notion among a lot of people who call themselves Christians that old age is really an evil. In other words, it's lack, it's limitation, it's distortion of that which is good. Old age is an acute experience of many kinds of lack, limitation, and distortion. It is, in a sense, a form of suffering. If we have what we don't want, or we want what we don't have, that's one of my definitions of suffering. Having what you don't want, wanting what you don't have. How do you feel today? Do you have what you don't want? Do you want what you don't have? Well, I hear old people say, "Well, my get up and go has got up and went." Or, "Every time I get out of the chair, it's snap, crackle, pop. My strength is gone, my memory is gone, my ambitions, my mobility, my hearing, my seeing, my digestion, my clarity of thought." These are things that I hear older people talk about. Most of them don't seem to apply to me quite yet, as far as I know. But of course, when I look in the mirror, I see a facial distortion. I look at my body. I think, do I really look like that? Mike Mason speaks of the tension of death mounting in our very cells. Mike Mason wrote a remarkable book called The Mystery of Marriage. The tension of death mounts in our very souls. In other words, every single second, or even more often, the tension of death is mounting in our cells. We are dying. Now, our particular kind of suffering may be the suffering of an old person. I don't happen to be one who has to be cared for so far, for which I thank God. But some of you who are listening to me perhaps are completely bedridden, and you know that you can't do what you would love to do. And you love the people who take care of you, and you thank them for it. There may be some of you who are very bitter about the fact that God has allowed you to be put into this very difficult situation. And you're asking the Lord that three-letter word that we so often ask God, why? And the Lord says, trust me. I know what I'm doing. The true Christian sees what went before and what will occur beyond. That is, in the perfection of the Garden of Eden. You remember that God created a perfect man and a perfect woman, and he put them in a perfect garden. And then corruption came in by sin. And then the Lord in his mercy brought about redemption and the resurrection of the body. So life is not a dead end for us who love the Lord Jesus. The Bible says we shall behold him. We shall be like him. And oh, how I long to be like Jesus. Our flesh, as we are more exceedingly aware as we grow older, is highly perishable. I have jowls. I have a strange face that I have to look at in the mirror. It doesn't seem to me to be a face that belongs to me. But when I make much of the deterioration of my flesh, that is, if what is perishable, I make little of what is imperishable. So let's do it the other way around. Let's think about the imperishable. Forget about what is perishable.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.